All right, so here we are, 5 minutes early, live on BBS Radio. My name is Gijs Minderhout, calling in to this conference call from Magalia, California. Tonight is a special episode of the Monday Call, which is presented to you by Marilyn Lawrence from Arizona, and she will be here shortly. We have, as usual, the phone line wide open, as it is a simulcast for the conference call. We had a few more people join in here in the last minute. I welcome you, folks. If you want to, please say a name and location.
Okay, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hello, good evening, Terry. Good to have you here.
Hi, thank you. Thank you.
All right, thank you for being here.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Who else joined in? We welcome you. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Prudence, North Carolina.
Hello, Susan. Welcome to the call.
Oh, Prudence.
Oh, Prudence. All right. I'm thinking. Wait. North Carolina. How are you, Prudence?
I'm well, thank you.
All right. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Good evening and welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, everyone. Morgan in California.
Good evening to you, Morgan, and welcome.
Thank you, Heis. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for being here.
My pleasure. All right. And so we are live on BBS Radio. I welcome all those folks that are joining in online. We can't hear you, we can't see you, but we are glad you are here. All right. Good evening, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Dharmananda, Boulder Creek.
Dharmananda, how are you doing, brother?
Pretty good, and you?
Doing well, thank you for being here.
All right.
And somebody else joined in after Dharmananda. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Susan in Maryland.
Hi, Susan. Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hey, Susan.
Hi.
All right, and we are still waiting for Marilyn Lawrence.
Where is Marilyn?
She might be sitting and waiting on the Wednesday call or the Sunday call. Thinking, nobody's showing up. Oh, my goodness.
This is an interesting topic tonight. I'm not really sure what the meaning of meditation is. So.
All right, all right. Well, good to have you here, Perry.
Thank you.
All right. We had somebody else joining in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name.
Hi, Demetrius.
Demetrius,
hi.
How are you doing,
hi.
Brother?
Good, hi. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you for being here.
Hi, Demetrius. I'm still working on those pictures.
Oh, you are? Okay, that's good.
Just trying to get them, yeah. I still haven't seen them.
Okay,
hi,
Demetrius.
Morgan. All right, and welcome in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hello, this is Terry from Dallas.
Hi, Terry. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Hello. Bonnie in Corona.
Hello, Bonnie. Good evening and welcome.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hey, Bonnie. Hello. Hi.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Janine in Idaho.
Hi, Janine. Welcome back.
Hi, thank you.
All right. All right. So it is 6 o'clock. I welcome all the folks on BBS Radio. Thank you for being here. And I believe that our wonderful host, Marilyn Lawrence, is present.
I am. I am here.
I am. those are the most powerful words in existence. I am.
That's right.
Welcome, Marilyn. Great to hear your voice, and thank you so much for being here and helping us get to know more about meditation tonight.
Thank you. Thank you. I think this will be an exciting night.
Right. Hey, before we get too deep, let's start the recorder, and you know we're going to officially start the call. We are live on BBS Radio, so let me first turn off the things. Hold on 1 second.
Hi.
Hi.
Anyone?
All right, so here we go.
This conference is being recorded.
All right, good evening or whatever time of day you're listening to this. My name is Gijs Minderhout. It is today, Monday, May the 23rd, and we have a wonderful host for tonight, Marilyn Lawrence from Arizona, guiding us through some understandings or whatever you want to call it about meditation. Right, Marilyn?
Right, right. Thank you, Gijs. And we have two of our longtime meditators with us tonight that are going to share some things, Marilyn Hausman and Patty Juarez. Welcome to both of you and to all of you listening. We also will have about in the middle of the program a live channeling with Wynn and Terry. So it's going to be an exciting evening, I think. The first thing I'd like to do is to ask Gijs if he would call in the light for tonight.
All right. Let me close the lines first.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Gijs, and I will unmute Marilyn. Is it this one? Let me see this one. No, this is wrong, right? This one. This one. Marilyn, are you here? Marilyn H?
Yes. Want
okay.
me to do it?
No, I just want to make sure that you're live right now.
Oh, okay.
Okay, good. So, all right, Marilyn Lawrence, I'm going to call in the lights. Again, thank you all for being here and participating with this. All right, so let us focus on the now and come to our center and take a deep breath. And we ask our dear Mother, Father God, one infinite source of all creation, for the presence of the love and light to surround and protect each person here, and for any negativity to be taken to the highest realms of love light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We now see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, moving through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and anchoring into the center of the Earth, Mother Earth. Right now, we invoke a group energy connection amongst all of us who are present, while we maintain the sovereign integrity of our individual souls, and we invite those sources that are positive, which provide service to others and honor the law of one, to join with us, and we create a protected space that only the positive has access to, and anything not of that nature must leave now. So, Marilyn, back to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Gijs. Tonight we're attempting to work with a very large and immense, imagined, huge, I don't know the word exactly, focus that has been fairly consistent from what I can tell through the information that has come from our sources. So I wanted to share with you first some of the things that are available to all of us through the introduction in the book one of the raw material. And this is under the section where Carla is talking about some of the considerations and activities that they did around their research. And they were very focused on having the work that they were doing, even though it seemed rather strange to them through time, that there were useful things and things that were important for our growth to know about as we try to evolve. And so she's explaining how the background of their research took place and what the some of the early transmissions had to say. One of the things I found very interesting about that was how often the meditation and the ideas around meditation were mentioned. So I wanted to share some of this with you. And this all comes from the introduction of Book 1 of the Raw Material. Starts on I'm starting on page 24, where there's an outline of where we are in terms of our consciousness as we're working through our distortions here on planet Earth. There is no awareness of the Creator's plan to provide for His children, to provide for their every desire, and to provide a state of perfection. Man on Earth has lost the awareness that is rightfully his. And why, my friends, has he lost this awareness? He has lost this because he has focused his attention upon devices and inventions of his own. He has become hypnotized by the playthings and his ideas. He is but a child in his mind. And so with that description then about where we are and why we aren't aware of the higher realms or our purpose, he goes on to say, all of this may be very simply remedied, and man can once more return to an appreciation of reality rather than an appreciation of the illusion created by his mind. All that is necessary, my friends, is that he individually avail himself to this appreciation of reality through the process of meditation. For this process stills his active conscious mind, which is continually seeking stimulus within the illusion developed over so many centuries of time upon planet Earth. Very rapidly, then, he can return to an appreciation of the reality in the functioning of the real creation. So then, skipping a few paragraphs, if it is possible through meditation to totally reduce the illusion that you now experience that creates the separation, an illusory separation, to what it actually is, a total illusion, we have been continuing to speak to you about meditation. I cannot overemphasize the necessity of becoming able to understand the nature of the potential within your illusion, and then, by self-analysis and meditation, reacting to that in a way that will express the thought that generated us, the thought of our Creator. This was done by the teacher whom you know as Jesus. This man recognized his position. He recognized the illusion. He understood the reason for the potentials within the illusion, and his reaction to these potentials and activities within the illusion was a reaction which was expressing the thought of the Creator, a thought of love. And then Carla inserts here, as you have now become aware, meditation is always suggested as the best means of attaining understanding, of progressing spiritually, and of understanding the nature of illusion and the purpose for which you are experiencing it. Each person is involved in an illusion or game in which we may, if we wish, use our consciousness in meditation in such a way as to create a more rapid growth in personal evolution. But how do we bring ourselves to that point at which this process, which often seems very difficult, is grasped and begun? And I think that's a question that all of us who have tried to meditate have tried to bring ourselves into an awareness of the oneness, ask. And so the sources then give a way to begin, and this is the next statement. Desire, my friends, is the key to what you receive. If you desire it, you shall receive it. This was the Creator's plan, a plan in which all of his parts would receive exactly what they desire. Perhaps, my friends, you do not understand desire. Perhaps this understanding is not within the intellectual mind. Perhaps it will be necessary to spend time in meditation to become aware of your real desire. For there is much, much more of you and of the creation than you presently appreciate with your intellectual abilities in your present illusion. So, going on then, one last reading here. There are pieces of information that are of importance, and there are pieces of information that are not. That which you know, you are to be careful of, for what you know in the real creation has power. And that which you desire is all of the direction which that power will be aimed at. But have faith, my friends, in what you know and what you are learning. Feed your faith and your understanding through meditation. The further that you go along this path, the more meaningful you will find this simple statement, meditate. It begins as a simple process, and little by little, it becomes a way in which you live. Observe it as you progress along your own spiritual path. So I think there's encouragement there, showing how important meditation is, and encouragement for you to do it your own way. Often, contemplation, prayer, and meditation are used interchangeably. And I think maybe they aren't. Marilyn, would you like to speak to that?
Well, yes. I think that contemplation is and prayer both use the mind. You know, in contemplation, you're considering something with your mind. In prayer, you're asking divinity for something. You're using the mind. Meditation does not use the mind. It's not intellectual. So, and it takes your focus away from the mind. So, to me, the big difference is meditation is not using the mind, and the other two still activate the mind. So they're not as deep. I'm not saying there isn't a good anything that's not good about it. It just isn't. It isn't as deep, and it doesn't take you to
It doesn't get you out of the illusion.
No. It still has your ego is still involved, but with meditation, it is not.
Yeah. Okay. I think meditation is a little bit like thinking about the Tao. If it's something you can explain or put words to, it isn't it. That isn't it. Okay. So both of you, both Patty and Marilyn, have been meditating for a long time. And I wonder if, Patty, if you would share some of your experiences of meditation and see if they fit with what the sources in that introduction that I read, see if it fits.
Sure. First of all, I just want to make a comment on what you just talked about. Marilyn just mentioned the differences between paracontemplation and meditation, and one little thing I'd like to add is I look at prayer as we're usually talking to God. It is sometimes we're asking and other times we're seeking information. whereas contemplation is kind of an open dialogue, and it's we're questioning and we're looking for answers. And sometimes we ask questions, sometimes we're just holding thoughts.
I can't hear you. It's really low volume.
Yeah, we can't hear you. Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Is that better?
Yes.
Perfect.
Okay. So prayer is talking to God, whether you ask for something or whether you're seeking information. Contemplation is a dialogue where you may be seeking information, but you may just hold a question in mind, hoping for an answer or information or enlightenment. And meditation is really when you're tuned in and listening to Source, to God. All you're doing is being open to receive and to be in what I call the zone. I call it zero space. It's basically assisting you in lots of different ways. The first thing I noticed when I began to meditate some years ago is I started to notice that my life, everything was the same, and yet everything was different. You start to see what's real and differentiating what's real from what's the illusion. It automatically becomes visible. It's like the painting that you never really noticed that's been on your wall for 20 years. All of a sudden it pops out and you go, I never saw it that way before. It can make you calmer, more grounded, more balanced, and you become less emotionally attached to things. And you notice the differences about your emotional stature and other people's emotional motivations. They intuitively come to you. And you kind of become the observer of life. So those are kind of the benefits that I've noticed over the years. Spiritually, I feel that meditation has helped me to realize my connection to God. It has affected my consciousness so that I can differentiate reality from events that are kind of illusory, but and they're created by myself or created by others, and how to get around them or how to let them pass me by, kind of like a matador who's avoiding the horns of the bull. And you kind of do this jujitsu kind of thing with life, and it's all in consciousness. And then I also realize that you're not your body. It becomes very clear after a while that who you are is not your body, and you're much, much greater than your physical self. And your spirit is everywhere. There's no time, no space. It's limitless because you're part of the great God that is everywhere. And the other is you kind of start to see what is in a regular daily basis rather than what you think is. And you start to notice the difference that normally you would have seen something and go, oh, and react to it differently. Or you see what is and you go, well, that's not important. Yesterday I would have gotten upset. Today it doesn't matter.
Yeah, so. I can relate to that. After I'd been meditating for a while, I realized that I'd been making things up. And I got to the point where I didn't want to make it up anymore. I wanted to open up to what was possible. And that was so much more than what I had been thinking.
Yeah, you become more authentic. You become more who you really are rather than who you think you are, because you make up a story about who Patty is or who Marilyn is. And it's about things that happened to you, things that people did to you, and who you are is none of that.
Yeah, right. It's so much more. So, Marilyn, can you tell us about your meditation experience?
Mm-hmm. I mean, how I benefited from meditation? I just want to say we're multidimensional beings, and we have a physical body, which is just energy and matter, and we have a subtle body, which is our ego and our mind, and we have a causal body, which is our soul and our spirit, our light body. And meditation, through meditation, you can, because we generally don't tap into our soul or our spirit most of the time. And meditation, you can achieve that experience if you consistently practice meditation. Yeah, I've been meditating for many, many years, and it's actually been totally life-changing for me. It's expanded my awareness and attention and creativity and increased my intuition immensely. And it's just heightened all of my senses. All of my five senses are very, very heightened from meditating. And it's activated and accelerated my body vibration. I mean, I can sit down to meditate and feel my body just vibrating, from the bottom of my spine to the top of my head. So it's just changed my whole, I guess it shifted my vibration.
Uh-huh.
And it's helped. It decreases anxiety and all fear. I mean, I just feel a sense of peace and calm and relaxation rather than stress. Even when it's a stressful situation or something, I just feel peaceful and calm and content from meditation.
Well, I think that's one of the things that the sources speaking in this introduction offered to all of us is a way past the illusion that brings about stress, pain, fear, anger, frustration, all those things. One of the things that the sources had mentioned here was that it helps a person to evolve spiritually.
Uh-huh.
Have you found that that to be true?
Yes. Yes. Very, very much so. I mean, I can feel others. I can feel others' energies. I can sometimes even see energies in a space, and I can feel very sensitive. To energies, whether they're positive or negative, and I've become even more compassionate and loving than I was previously. I mean, I really can feel compassion and love, and seem to be super sensitive to things. More, much more than I was before I meditated.
Mm-hmm.
I get very spontaneously emotional to other people's pain and suffering, whether it's friends or people I know or worldwide suffering. I react, very emotionally and compassionately about it. And I had a couple of experiences where I actually did become and experience what it feels like to be pure spirit and love and light. Certainly can't sustain it, but I did. From meditation, I had that experience, so I know what it is, and
mm-hmm.
that was a great gift.
Yes, it definitely was. I think what I'm hearing from the two of you is what the what meditation taps into the two most important things to learn in this third dimension, which is the oneness of all and the love, and that we create out of love, with love, and are created by love. And so I hear that from both of your expressions.
Marilyn?
Actually, one of my experiences was when I was meditating, and that's when I was meditating with a group. After the meditation, I'd had this experience where I heard, my body was vibrating so heavily, and I sort of became all sounds. I think it sounded like it was all sounds in the universe together in one. It wasn't ohm, that sound, but I just felt like I could hear every sound of nature and everything that was, all at one time. It was very, very interesting.
Yes, really. Very, very profound. What did you want to say, Patty?
Along with what Marilyn was saying about the five senses, over time you start to discover your spiritual, your physical five senses, but you then discover
in many cases, your spiritual five or six senses or more that start to appear and develop of their own. They're kind of a byproduct. They're not necessarily a goal, but they're a byproduct of meditation. So clairaudience, clairsentience, clairaugust, and all of those clairs come into play, and they're the spiritual equivalent of seeing, hearing, touching, tasting, and smelling. And also, I discovered that my spiritual team, like the man in the old movies that, if you ever watched deep-sea diving in the old 50s, where they had a team of people up on the boat, and they were putting oxygen and sending buckets of equipment down, and the guy is in his sea suit down underneath with oxygen coming in, and you're like the person in that sea suit, and you've got a team up above in heaven that's your team, and you get to know them through meditation. Many, many times they come through in ways that
great
you least
metaphor.
Expect.
Yeah, great metaphor there. Okay, we're right at the half hour part, and let's stop for just a minute. I'd like to say that the products that Intelligent Infinity offer to people are what help support this work, and there are very interesting and exciting products that can help you all be more healthy and grow spiritually as well. So I would like to offer that. You can get to the products by going to intelligent-infinity.com and noodling around there until you find something that excites you to maybe purchase it. A lot of people have had exciting healings and awarenesses by using the products, and so I would offer that to you. And now, in our mid part, we have with us tonight Wynn and Terry, who have graciously offered to give a live channeling on the subject of meditation. So I would like to turn it over to Wynn and Terry for that.
Let's see, Wynn, are you present?
I just unmuted.
Right.
Wynn, are you here?
I'm here.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So, Marilyn, are we ready?
We're ready.
Mm-hmm. We are. Okay. So, Marilyn has been talking about this idea for the past 2 weeks. And we were going to prearrange a tape. And then I said, why don't we do it live? Okay. And I was also seeing that there were some differences. And I was actually kind of saying, well, I don't know if we should use the word meditation, because there are so many different techniques of meditation, and that I have the idea that certain traditional meditation forms were actually expanding people to bounce around in their own hologram or their own reality, and that for a meditation to be really meaningful, it had to expand somebody outside of their own reality. And since most people are in their own reality, they needed a reference point to get outside of their reality. And that's why traditionally there have been teachers who would initiate you. And those teachers, if they were legit, could hold a space bigger than the reality of the people they were initiating or giving mantras to. And that the key element is to be able to quiet yourself and expand your space into a bigger reality than you're normally in. And I'm not saying you absolutely need a teacher, but I think you could, sometimes you can read. And for some books which come from expanded realities, they will expand you as you read them. And I've had that experience many times in my life. So the key is, I believe that on our calls, particularly our Sunday call, for those of you that feel that vibration of expansion on the call, that we are helping people have a reference point for an expansion in the reality. And that once you have that experience, it's like allows you to regroup, to find it, not just on the Sunday call, but at other times in your life. And perhaps to do a quiet time and remember the feeling of the Sunday call, or even play back the meditation part of the call when it was a good one. They're not all the same, but pick one that really that resonated with you, and that will help trigger. And probably for those of you that are attending our calls, that's probably the easiest way to trigger an expanded reality, okay? Because if you've experienced it on our call, you can reiterate it. And once you start experiencing, becoming more comfortable with an expanded reality, then you can invoke that reality in any time in your life. You don't have to do a formal meditation. You can take a walk. You can be making love. You can be watching a movie or watching TV, and you get comfortable, and suddenly that expanded reality is part of everything, and that's part of the law of one. And so that's just my introduction to this, and we're going to bring in our sources and talk, ask them some questions, and maybe Marilyn will ask a question or so as part of this, okay? And, Sarah, you're not ready, right?
Oh, I'm not.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Not ready.
No, well, at least I know you're not unmuted. You're not muted, yeah. I should say. Okay. Right. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry, myself, Marilyn, and Patty Juarez. And thank you all for participating and everyone that's listening everywhere. And right now, we see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, we greet you in the low light of the one infinite creator, and we are delighted to be with you this Monday with this interesting topic. Do you have questions?
Well, from your realm, how would you explain this process that people call meditation in this realm, and what's to be gained from it? And just for the record, I started to call it tuning, so it didn't we have a new form of the concept, but you can answer however you like. Thank you.
Thank you. We see that there are different forms of meditation that various people use. Some of them sit down and have a special room for meditating. They have special statues. They have special chants and special procedures and things that they do. We look at it as your idea of tuning is very interesting because it really depends upon when one is paying attention to the now and what they would like to get out of the meditation. It depends on what they are focusing on. If they focus on the clearing out any pictures, any mind chatter that is taking their attention and moving into the correct, what they feel is a posture of being open and not having slants from the past or paradigms that they believe in to come in unless they bring them in on purpose. That might be one of the first things to do in meditation is to learn to set things aside that do not have relevance, to be able to tune like a radio so that you can bring focus on what it is that you are wishing to clear out of your space, or you're wishing to accept, or you're wishing to know more about. And if somebody gets really good at setting the mind chatter aside, the extraneous things aside, then they can get down to the heart of things and how they really feel, their own core self, and to learn more about themselves. It is hard to maintain a focus, such as setting aside the mind chatter and to be there, to simply be there for the silence. And it gives one power and the ability to step into the now, whether they are in the meditation room or not, and to be able to see exactly what's there without changing it, without trying to see it in some illusionary way or make it into something it's not. And so then they can see what it is that is around them and can then have better access to making decisions on how to move forward.
Thank you. Am I accurate when I describe the expansion that people feel on our Sunday call akin to a meditation?
Each individual has their own experience, and some of the individuals do have an expanded experience, and ability to go outside the box. It is another tool that they can use in evaluating and viewing the world around them.
Thank you. Now, there's a number of things that one would ask about. What do you actually do when you meditate? How do you quiet your mind? Some people say, watch your breathing. Some people give you a mantra. Some people say, set up a special place and even a sacred place in your home that you go to help yourself do this. Could you comment on those various ways that people, what they actually do when they go meditate?
They can see what it is that works for them. Other than that, they can just pay attention to what is actually there. And if there is mind chatter, do not just sit there and say, shut up, because it probably won't. And to just see what it is and let it dissipate. Maybe even acknowledge it and let it dissipate. And see if one can reach the silence that is at the core of their being and at the core of things. And if mind chatter comes in, then to just observe it, learn more about it, let it move on by as if it was a phenomena in the room, a cricket or something in the physical universe, to just observe it as if it is something in the mind, as if it is something of reality, and that it is like an object that one can just accept as it is, without trying to change it, move it around, make it shut up, or to just be there with it, and you will learn much more about yourself.
I also have the experience that for me, group energy helps to shift me. In other words, whether it's on the Sunday call or whether it's Terry and I just calling in the light together or many other examples of that, when there's a group that seems to be dedicated to lifting the vibration, that there's something that happens that can trigger people faster and further than they can trigger themselves. Something like Jesus said, when two or more are gathered, I am also present. Could you comment on that?
When two or more are gathered in my name.
In my name, yes, excuse me. Yes. Right, thanks, that's an important clarification, yes.
Yes. Give us a moment. When two or more are gathered in Jesus' name, then Jesus is there, the Christ consciousness is there, and can help stabilize the environment and help with one's focus, can bring in the energy of love, and can help stabilize the person, as when you have the surroundings that are in harmony and the building blocks of motion forward, it can be very helpful.
Now, how about when a bunch of Zen people that are in a room meditating. I think it's called Zazen. And how is that compared to the other situation where people, when two or more, gathered in my name, okay?
Jesus says particular energies and qualities in the Christ consciousness that bring in certain frequencies. If you have a Zen master and people are gathered around and putting through the frequencies of the Zen meditation, that will be the particular frequencies that they will experience that are the Zen master and the teachings of the Zen. There may be some overlap with the vibrations and frequencies of the Christ consciousness or not, depending upon the individuals meditating and bringing in the energies.
So it's very important, the intent of the leader, if there's a leader who has called that meditation together, and the group and the energy of the group is going to be somewhat defined by the person that originated the group.
That is correct, and the participants in the group.
Yeah. If it's okay, I would like to give Marilyn Lawrence a chance to ask some questions on this. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
Yeah,
we
okay.
Welcome this.
Marilyn, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you. I was wondering if you would comment on the need for silence. Are we, as we work through our distortions in this dimension, is silence the way to connect in a higher way, or is intention the way to connect?
Intention is the way. Go ahead.
I was just going to clarify the question. When Marilyn says silence, I wasn't sure if she meant silence in the mind or just no sound in the environment.
Silence in the mind
as
the connection ability.
Okay, thank you.
When a person has silence in the mind, that means that there are any of the mind chatter or distortions that may have been coming in take one's focus. And even if it is more of a subconscious level, they take up energy. And if one moves to the point of silence, then they can have a better ability to intend in a certain direction and see exactly what is there. However, one should not try to force silence because it needs to be there or not be there. And as one understands more about what is in one's mind and what is creating the different mind shutters, one then has more the ability to control this. It is not something you can force. It is like if someone is in the area, a clearing, and there's a bunch of crickets around, how does one tell the crickets to be silent? So one needs to see exactly what is there and to simply overlook it if it's distracting or to note some things about it. And then one, when they get very advanced, simply can operate in a sphere of silence where it just is there, the silence is there. trying to force silence does not work. But working with what is there and overlooking it, setting it aside, going around it when one does not have silence is what is the most workable.
Thank you. That's very helpful. During this time when the worlds are separating from third to fourth density, as we've been told, is there a different way to approach meditation that would be more in harmony with the fourth dimension, fourth density energies?
One can be in the now, whether they are setting aside time for meditation or as much as possible during their own day and the routines of the day, and being in the now, knowing that they are in the now and not careening off into some thoughts of the past. And if one is in the now, one can have power, the power of being in the now and not losing their energies to the past concerns and to the future concerns, but to have it available for being in the now. And it could be some kind of a meditation that one, a posture where one moves through their day being in the now and setting aside things from the future and concerns in the future and the past that take their mind off the power of now.
Thank you. That's very helpful.
Do you have any more questions, Marilyn?
Well, of course, I could go on all night.
All right.
This is such a wonderful opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we should let Patty Juarez ask a question. We only have about 3 minutes, so it's got to be an easy one if she wants to do it. Patty?
The only question that pops into my mind as we're discussing this is, when you get to a place where you experience physical phenomena, how does one hold the changes in your spirit and in your body? What advice do you have for holding it for the highest education?
Could you explain what you mean by physical phenomena? You mean miracles, synchronicities, or getting sick?
You notice, like, I've noticed things in my heart chakra. It's almost like a fan that's going whoop, 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 whoop. And I've noticed things like, you know, time shrinking or expanding, you know, that kind of phenomenon. How does one deal with that best? Is just one just observe it and let it go and let it happen? Or is there some purpose to it all?
Well, when one takes a look at time, if they pay attention, that they can have some control over time and speeding it up and slowing it down, and they can make time that would be, like, they're going to say, okay, we got an hour, so I'm going to get 2 hours worth of stuff done. And so then they speed up the time, and the hour goes by and say, man, it seemed like 2 hours, and we got a lot of stuff done. But there is this ability to control time, so if you experience a difference in time, just pay attention to it and play with it and see what you can do with it. And with whoop, 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 and in your body, then also just observe it and see if you can learn more about it, what happened just before the whoop, 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 and as these are all phenomena that you can observe, and maybe you can use them for your own benefit and learn more.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. We're going to end this session. Our time is out. And Marilyn Hausman, next time if we do this again, you can ask a question, okay? Sorry.
Thank you.
And let me turn it back over to Marilyn Lawrence, and Terry and I will sign off. Thank you, Marilyn, for doing this tonight.
Okay, thank you. Thank you all for doing that.